In Jammu and Kashmir, four security personnel lost their lives in an encounter with terrorists in Doda district. The troops of Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group of Jammu and Kashmir Police launched a joint cordon and search operation at Dhari Goat in the Desa forest area last evening, following specific input about the presence of terrorists. During the search operation, the contact with terrorists was established later in the night, which resulted in a fierce gun battle. Additional troops were rushed to the area and the operation was continuing when reports last came in. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the counter-terrorist operation in Doda district. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, "The nation stands firmly with the families of the soldiers who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty." He said the counter-terrorist operations are underway and Indian soldiers remain committed to eliminating the scourge of terrorism and restoring peace and order in the region. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh in a social media post urged people to join together to defeat the nefarious designs of the enemy and maintain peace and harmony in the Kashmir Valley. The centre has asked states and union territories that police stations and the place under the control of the police department should not be designated as a place for examination of witnesses. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla has written a letter to all the state chief secretaries and UTs in this regard. All the police stations have been asked to identify a designated place for the examination of witnesses through audio, video, electronic means under the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023. The three new criminal laws, namely the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, have come into force from the 1st of this month, replacing the Indian Penal Code 1860. In Bihar, Vikasshil Insan Party, VIP, Chief and former Minister Mukesh Sahni's father, Jitan Sahni, was murdered by unidentified assailants at his ancestral house in Darbhanga district. The police said the body of the deceased was found this morning at his ancestral house. Darbhanga rural SP Kamya Mishra said in prima facie investigation, it appears that a sharp weapon was used in the murder. She said the case is being probed at all possible angles to find out the motive behind the crime. Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has assured that the culprits will be arrested soon. Six persons were killed and seven others were injured in a road accident early this morning in Patna district of Bihar. Deputy Superintendent of Police Abar Subdivision Abhishek Singh said the accident took place on the Patna-Bakhtiarpur highway when a speeding car collided with a stationary truck. He said the injured are undergoing treatment at Patna Medical College Hospital. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on a two-day official visit to Mauritius beginning today. During the visit, the minister will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jugnauth, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been officially nominated as the Republican Party's presidential candidate. His nomination became official after he secured majority of votes from Republican National Committee delegates in Milwaukee last night. This marks Mr. Trump's third consecutive bid for U.S. presidency after winning in 2016 and losing to President Joe Biden in 2020. U.S. presidential election is scheduled in November this year. Mr. Trump announced Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate. In Afghanistan, at least 35 people were killed and 250 others were injured as rainstorms and flash floods swept through Nangarhar province. The disaster affected Jalalabad, Surkhroad district and their neighboring areas in the province bordering Pakistan yesterday. Five people were killed in Kunar province. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over entire western coast and Gujarat region today. IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch till today. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Elias Wima of Sweden in the round of 32 of men's singles in Sweden today. In the men's doubles, pair of Sumit Nagal and Poland's Karol Ciewiecki will face France's Alexander Muller and Luka van Aert this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.